at the velodrome here for the cycling. We've got James and his pilot with us. James, how'd you go on today?
I've had worse days, to be fair. Yeah, no goal today in the men's B 1,000-metre time trial.
Did you think you would be going for the gold today?
We knew it would be a massive ask, because in Tokyo we were like 1.5 seconds off the gold medal, and we know how dominant Matt and Neil have been throughout the years. So yeah, we knew we had it cut out for us today, but I don't know, we just knew we had it in us with that final ride, and yeah, it was nice to deliver what we knew we could do.
Introduce us to your pilot.
Yeah, this is Stefan Lloyd, fellow Welshman.
Hello.
Stefan, a fraction of a second got you gold. That must be amazing.
Yeah, I know. We've been on the other side of it so many times now, and we just had to believe in ourselves that we could, you know, we could win it. And yeah, we've worked so hard. James has worked so hard. I'm so proud that I've been able to help him deliver the gold today in front of his family and friends as well.
That's right, you've got family and friends here as well. That must be a big boost for you as you go around the track.
Honestly, I mean, I try not to think about them being there. I know it's a really horrible thing to say, but like, to see them after we'd done it, and that was magical. I was like, yeah, just to see my mum, my wife, my friends, everyone like who's like flown over to see us, incredible. So like that was for them as well as for me.
What's next for you?
So we'll have the World Championships again next year, and then probably another two. I guess then it's LA.
It's LA.
Before you know it, really, yeah. Yeah, now we've got a busy calendar, so yeah, we should have the World Championships, and then, well, hopefully the Commonwealth Games. We don't know what's happening with that, but that'll be nice, especially as a Welsh pairing as well, so, yeah.
There's a lot of blind and partially sighted listeners, and, you know, they're hearing you guys at this level, at elite level, but you can get so much more from sport than just getting to your level, can't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I used to... I used to participate in swimming and athletics before I found cycling. So yeah, I've been through the rounds really of like sport really. But like, yeah, cycling is definitely my home now, and I absolutely love it.
Well, listen, congratulations on the gold, guys, and thanks for speaking with us on RIB Connect Radio. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you very much for having us.